From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week on KBIA's talk show Intersection, host Ryan Famuliner sat down with Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer, Representative Kelp Rowden, and Democratic Representative Chris Kelly to discuss the legislative session that ended on Friday. One of the main things on the show's agenda was, of course, Medicaid expansion, or lack thereof.
Why didn't it work this session?
I think it's the cost and the uncertainty. Keep in mind, we got 900,000 Missourians who are currently on Medicaid. And of that 900,000, we spend just over $3 billion of our discretionary general revenue each year on that population. So keep in mind, of the 25
That's Senator Schaefer. Like other Republicans who reject Medicaid expansion, he cited high cost and the need to reform the program as reasons for his opposition. Most of the Missourians currently enrolled in Medicaid are children. Without the expansion, Missouri's Medicaid program does not cover able-bodied adults with no children, no matter how small their income.
So what about, though, the Missourians that will be uninsured will have to start paying penalties? What does that mean for them?
Well, keep in mind right now, pretty much anyone who lives in Columbia, for example, you can get everything from dental to chemotherapy at the FQHC, which is over on Worley. You know, the population generally is covered. It's the question of how you pay for it. People without coverage.
What about more rural areas or something like that?
We have rural health centers, which are the same as the FQHC.
FQHCs, by the way, stands for Federally Qualified Health Centers. These are basically health clinics that are subsidized by federal grants to provide care for the medically underserved and uninsured population.
We can't take in every single uninsured person who needs to be taken in. There are limits. We can't take care of the entire uninsured population.
That's Andrew Quint, a physician who works at the FQHC on Worley Street here in Columbia.
We're the only community health center in Columbia. There's another one in Jeff City. So the gap between what our capacity is to bring in uninsured people and give them health services and the demand. And the demand far exceeds the capacity.
Quinton says Medicaid expansion will have helped make that gap smaller.
It wouldn't have necessarily made any difference in our bottom line. It just would have meant that more uninsured people in the community would have had access to care because some of the people that we're now seeing who are uninsured would have acquired Medicaid under Medicaid expansion.
Despite supporting the expansion, Quint would be the first to say that Medicaid is a broken system. He agrees with state Republicans it needs some reform, but says that reform is an ongoing process that shouldn't have stopped the expansion.
This is my 17th year here at this center, and I've gone through many Medicaid fixes. You know, Governor Blunt fixed Medicaid several years ago. Every few years, someone, quote, fixes Medicaid. They changed Medicaid to Missouri Health Net a couple of years ago. That was a fix, you know. I mean, so I'm not against trying to fix it, but I don't think there's a final fix.
For now, both the Missouri House and Senate are planning to form interim committees to study Medicaid reforms. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey and House Representative Jay Barnes are in charge of the committees. Neither has come out with an official timeline or a plan for the committees. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thank you for listening. I'm Hadam Helmi.